What is up, everybody? This is Bamo from the KJ Podcast, and this is week two of the long form podcast that I'm doing. So today I was just scrolling, it was a couple days ago actually. I was just scrolling through Instagram and stuff like that, and I looked on Complex's page, and it has a picture. The very first picture I see is Complex posted a picture of Elon Musk. Looks like he's at the Met Gala, and it says, name Elon's shoes. That's the little caption they put. And I scroll to my left, and it's, wow. If you think, this is freaking crazy, because you remember that Cybertruck that he had pretty much a fuck-up on a couple weeks or a couple months ago? He makes freaking shoes that look exactly like it. Then if I scroll down a little bit more, what did I see? Where is that? Hold on. Where's Complex gets all these videos from? Cause right now I'm seeing a video of Bill Nye on a runway in a New York fashion show. Why is he wearing high heels? What is this? What am I actually watching? This is so weird. Is that Kanye? No, it's not Kanye. What? Complex's Instagram page is really insane. Now, what I like about Complex is they go diversity is their key. Because right now I'm looking at a picture promoting their LinkedIn bio, showing a video shows New Jersey high school basketball team jumping their coach after the game.
No signal, so I can't help you with that at the moment.
I didn't even ask you anything, Google. The hell? No, I'm not just going to turn that off. But yeah, no, I wonder if they even, like, did they win the game? I'm guessing they won the game, to be honest. Now, I saw the video, and the video's freaking crazy. It's literally, like, four of his basketball team and just jumping the coach. Like, shit. What else do I see here? There's some new music on here. Meet the Woo. Hit the link in bio, listen. Real Pop Smoke. Featuring Quavo, A Boogie with the Hoodie. What? Nah, all this shit on Complex and stuff is no lie, pretty funny. Minus this one. There are 12 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. Damn. I said this, man. Like, I said this in the last podcast. That's how the freaking humanity, that's how we're gonna all go extinct, is that stupid virus. Damn, this is just looking at other people's things. Like, if you really think about it, how long do you spend on Instagram just looking, scrolling through your feed, scrolling through popular pages, like the Complex page? Like, there's really so much content on one thing. They have memes. It's really insane. Did y'all see that video? It said, I don't know if it was Complex. I think it was the rap Instagram page. But no, it said, Meek Mill making all this tough ass music. How the fuck is he gonna do that on a trampoline? I was like, fuck, he literally did a somersault or something like that on a trampoline. Looked like they were at like some basketball thing where because the halftime shows, some side basketball team goes and does all the dunks. It's cool as shit, but I didn't know he could jump like that. Shit. Oh, man. So, have y'all listened to Lil Wayne's 13 studio album, The Funeral? I listened to it. The guests on Funeral is fucking insane. It's J-Rock, XXXTentacion. Who else is on there? Adam Levine, I don't know why. That's actually a good song, I'm not gonna lie. Who else is on there? To be honest, I don't know. But the rest of them, like, it's a good album. It really is. It's not as good as Carter 5, but just because the lineup of Carter 5 was much, much better than it was on Funeral. Did y'all know Lil Wayne's actually balding? That's why he always wears a cap, like, because he's balding on the top. Shit. Like, if you really think about how long do you spend just scrolling through Instagram? It's probably the same thing for freaking Snapchat. It's probably more, to be honest. Just because there's, I think there will be more people posting on Snapchat. Facebook, I think, is dying down as a social media because MySpace, y'all remember that. Yo, at least y'all heard of it. I don't even know people are still using that anymore. But I think that's died down because I have not seen no commercial for MySpace. I seen commercials Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, but never MySpace because that shit's dead. Ooh, she thick. Who's she? Ooh. Okay. Ooh, wrestling. Cool. Me every day. Me every day single listening to Trippy. Have y'all... Alright. Y'all might not listen to it just because of the who the artist is, but I encourage you to go listen to KSI feat. Trippy Red. I think it's Wake Up Call or something like that. To me, it's just hilarious because the KSI guy, the guy who fought Logan Paul, really isn't the best of a musician. But then you got, like, you have somebody who's Trippy Red, who's on the level of, like, who's that? I have to be careful when I say this. Like, level of, like, Denzel Curry. And I would say X, yeah. X2. Like, you have somebody who's that shitty compared to somebody who's that good or that popular. Like, it's a smart branding move, to be honest. But I really am surprised. I'm surprised KSI would even do... Well, not KSI. Trippy Red. I'm surprised Trippy Red would even touch KSI just because... Who the... They're from two different worlds, man. That shit's crazy. So, I smoked weed today. And a little bit last night. Last night, I got shit-faced. And what was that? What the hell is this? Oh, fuck. Nothing. But yeah, no, I did a little bit last... I did a lot last night and a little bit this morning. Last night, I was out shit. Shit-faced. I don't remember. I think I masturbated, to be honest. But yeah, no. This morning, it was nothing. It was like a little punch in the gut, but... Yeah, no, I think we're gonna do. What do you wanna do? Let's do what the fuck question is that? That's a good segment. I got some bomb ass questions for you today. They're really, actually, really, really good. I think I got 19 of them. Yeah, no, I got 19 of them. Before we go on to what the fuck question is that segment, if you have any questions that you want me to ask in the ask myself in the segment, all you have to do is just comment it down below on this video or go to the KJ podcast or the Bamo podcast, the short version. Go there, find the video, and comment it down. I will get to as many questions as I can just because if they're funny, I'm going to answer them. All right, cool. See y'all in a second. All right, guys, so I got the questions right here. Now, what I am going to do is I'm going to save these questions. I'm going to do them today, but I'm going to save the paper I have them on so... If I have a guest over, and I'll just use these questions to ask the guest, and what the fuck segment is that, or whatever episode they're going to be on. So let's start with the first question. First thing to wash in the shower, okay? First thing that has to be washed is the junk. That's the most important thing. You don't want that dirty. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that dirty. No matter who the fuck it is, if a boy or girl, you do not want that place dirty. Second question, okay? This is kind of like a... Why did I even ask this question? Favorite hoodie color. Like, I think the only hoodie I really wear is probably like a red, like fuzzy hoodie. Those bitches are fucking comfortable as shit. Would you kiss the last person you kissed? Damn, that's a hard one. Cause I don't remember the last person I kissed. No, because I'm cool with her now, and her new boyfriend I'm cool with. I'm not scared of, just saying. But, all right. Next question. Do I plan outfits out? No. I'm a lazy fuck, to be honest, guys. I would literally just go to sleep, wake up, take a shower, and put on the closest thing to my hand. Like, really, there's no time for me to do that in the morning or in the evening, shit. How am I feeling in general? Great, I guess. Like this year, I'm feeling pretty good. There's really nothing else I can answer to that. What's the closest thing to you that's red? A Skylander? Y'all remember those little shits They're like the toys you would put on a little portal, and you can play the character in the game if you had that toy. Like, I have a shit ton of those. I got a whole collection of them. I used to play. I played every single game except the stupid racing game they made, man. Shit. What is what is it? No, it's number seven. What am I craving right now? Some water. Like, man, I'm actually thirsty. Hold on. Yep. Sorry about that. I had to grab my water. Do I floss? That would mean I had to have floss to floss. So no, I don't floss. What? Hold on. Where the fuck did I put this? All right. Number 9. What comes to your mind when the word cabbage is said? A picture of cabbage. Like, these questions seem dumb. Okay. If I ask you, if I say the word cabbage, actually, what comes to your mind? Huh? A picture of a fucking cabbage. Oh my gosh. Are you emotional? When you get those really good sad movies, like most of the girls and some of the boys can't call for this, but when you get those really good sad movies, like in the middle, and just you have this climax and it's sad as fuck, and you just have to cry, then no one can hide from that. Those are usually good movies, man. Get me crying. Shit. Would you dance to a taco song? The fuck is a taco song? Hold on. Y'all are probably gonna hate me for this, but I don't know what the fuck a taco song is. It's probably a song about tacos, but shit. Taco song. Okay. First thing that comes up is Lil Tecca Ransom. What the hell is this, man? There's an artist named Taco. Lil Jon made a song called Taco Tuesday. That makes sense. Let's just go to the first one. See what happens. Oh. It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos. It's raining tacos. Out in the street, tacos, all you can eat, lettuce and shells, cheese and meat. It's raining tacos. Okay, I had to stop it at 30 seconds for copyright purposes, but no, I did not dance to that. Oh, comment down below if you were dancing to it, because I don't know, it's kind of a good song, to be honest with you. Okay, on to the next question, number 12. Do you like your hair? To be honest, no, I kind of want that dope-ass curly hair. I don't want like an afro or something like that outrageous, but some curly hair would be nice. Would you throw potatoes at a random old person? Depending on who the old person is. If it's Trump, then yeah. Don't you keep throwing fucking throwing fucking potatoes at his head. See him explode. Knock himself out. How funny it would be if the FBI heard that. And they came to my house, dude. I record that. Freaking get famous from the FBI coming after me. Can you count backwards from 50? Oh, okay. I saw this question. I kind of had to prepare it beforehand. So I counted it once and I failed. So let's see how it goes. 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 44. Fuck, I fucked up already. I missed 45. Damn, but that's actually really freaking hard. If you know what, you should try that right now. Pause this audio, pause the video, and go try that. Count backwards from 50. Don't fuck up once. I fucked up at 45 and didn't say 45. Do that. It'll be freaking funny. See what happens. Has number 15 ever been in love? Nope. I'm good. Oh, wait. One more question. What was the last question you asked? Have I ever been in love? Nope. That's a whack thing. Number 17. Last time you cried? To be honest? I I'm just going to go with the safe answer because I don't know the answer to this because I don't know the last time I have cried. Probably with a scary movie. Not a scary movie. Fuck scary movies. You don't watch those. Probably with just a normal sad movie. A little bit of romance, a little bit of death. Makes for a good sad movie. Does looks count? I'm going to say no because I'm an ugly fuck. Yeah, that's why I said it. Number 19, the last question for what the fuck question is that. What are you wearing? So, I'm going to be fucking specific when I say this. I'm wearing a long sleeve red Under Armour t-shirt. Some Driskin type pants. And some comfy shorts. And what do you say? And one socks and some slides. Some fucking black side. The reason why I had to explain to everything one way is because I'm trying to get this time up on this fucking audio. Oh my gosh, this is turning into a mess. Bon too. Oh shit, didn't realize it was recording. Alright, we back again. Hope y'all like what the fuck question segment. That was 19 questions and it took me 6 minutes to do. If only if it would take me 6 minutes to do everything else. Oh, man. Like, so far, this podcast thing, it's fun. I'm not gonna lie. It's pretty fun. Like, I'm just making good content and talking into a mic. Like, no face-to-face interaction, no face-to-camera interaction, just voice-to-microphone interaction. Oh, man. So, yesterday, I went to a little game shop in Richmond, right? It was a pretty dope place. They had games from Nintendo 64 to PlayStation 2s to, I think they had PlayStation 1s there. Like, the NES, y'all know what that is. It's a really, really old system. It had a lot of manga, too. A lot. I'm a collector of manga. I have pretty much all of Dragon Ball Z, but not the first book. Then I have some Attack on Titans. And yesterday I did increase my Naruto collection up because fucking Naruto. Who doesn't like Naruto? Like, you're just whack if you don't. I remember in high school, or no, it was middle school. There was the kids, they were running around with, you know, Naruto run when you put the hands behind the back, they were running down with the asses out. Like, come on, bro. That shit is not cool. Oh, man. Like, statistically speaking, that does not help you run faster. It really does not. To be honest, I wasn't the kid that did that. I was the kid who watched other kids do that. I was the kid who was trying to get girls all damn time. I was a horny little kid, man. That shit was crazy. What else did I do? So the reason why we went there to that little game, it was like a retro GameStop, but better. Because, dude, their fucking credit was amazing. Because we brought some games in, some old 64 games in that we weren't going to play. Some Pia, I think it was some Wii games, some PlayStation 2s, and some crappy PS4 games. We were there playing, or we were there giving them to the game store so we can get credit for their store. Then when we got credit, we got a shit ton of credit. We weren't expecting to get that much damn credit. So my dad, because it was his birthday the week prior, I'm making a video about that. I'm going to be posting that on the KJBS channel. That's a separate story. I'll tell you about the KJBS channel. There you go. That's the name of the channel. But yeah, no. We went there. We got $130 of credit. And he put it on a gift card. And my dad, he used that for some NES and like 164 game. When we got back to the house, well, me personally, I spent over $45, but I got 8 books and 2 games. Like, that's a shit ton. The books were only $3. Like, if I remember the place, I'll leave in the description so y'all can go check it out yourself if you ever in Richmond. But yeah, no, when we got home, I like set my collection up. My collection's getting bigger. I'm like happy as fuck. Then I get the PlayStation 2 game, right? it doesn't work. I was like, fuck, man. Like, that was, like, my favorite PS2 game. It was a Dragon Ball game. I'm a big fan of Dragon Ball. That was the funnest game ever, man. If you ever played the Switch game for Dragon Ball Z Fighters or something, like, it's pretty much like that, but older. But, yeah, no, then I realized I got duplicates of Naruto 2. And I was like, fuck. Y'all hearing me talk about this, and this is Nerd Talk 101. Because right now in the little desk-sized studio that I got set up right here, there's two Skylanders, four Minecraft pieces, some Pokemon cards, a Rubik's Cube, or just one more Skylander. You know, Bakugan, the little ball things you'll throw on a card and it'll open up. Yeah, I got two of those right there. Then I got a Nerf gun with only two Nerf bullets. And one big-ass Pokemon card. Yeah, and to be honest, like, right next to me, I got a poster of Dragon Ball Super. Like, dude, I'm a nerd. When it comes to nerds, I'm the king of them. Not playing. If you're a king of nerds, like, you collect a lot of shit, and I don't collect that much because I don't have enough money to get some shit because I don't have a job, which sucks. If you hiring, fucking hit me up. So, yeah, no, collection-wise, the only thing that I think is the best thing in my collection right now is a mini poster of Dragon Ball Super Broly. It's the newest Dragon Ball movie that came out, and I have it framed right now, and it's right there, sitting next to me. Then I got, what is that? You know, you probably don't know this if you don't know the game, but Pokemon, they come in these little trainer boxes, right? You'll put Pokemon cards, sleeves, and a little artwork in it. Well, I took the artwork that I was wrapping around the box, and I put that up on the wall. Like, this shit's crazy, because it's pretty much, my desk is literally half nerd shit and half podcast shit. Because I got ideas right now on the board saying all the shit I had to do for the podcast, new KJ production parts, like KJ Fitness, KJ Animation, KJ Unboxing, KJ Exploring, KJ Gaming. KJ Gaming's coming out in March. KJ Podcast, I already got two of those up. Then I think the next one I'm actually going to work on is KJ Fitness. That's probably the one I'm going to be focused on. But yeah, no, so I'm trying to get this job at this coffee store. It's what is it? It's called the Mix House Coffee. It's pretty fucking good coffee they got going on. I just always wanted to work at a coffee shop because who the fuck? You got free Wi-Fi. You can sit down half the day and you're pretty much working 9 to 5 on an easy ass job. But yeah, no. Because I'm an early person. I like getting shit done early. I'm probably going to tell them to, hey, give me like 3 or something. Like, let me come in at 3 or 4. I'm an early person. I get up really fucking early. This morning I go up at 6. Most of the kids my age won't be getting up at 6. Like, they'll be getting up at like, because Sunday they'll probably be getting up. No, so they have to go to church. They'll probably be getting up probably around 11. And that's my guess. That is my guess. But yeah, no, I think it's time we go on to the next one. What is the next one? Hold on. I think it's the life and history of, well, who am I doing this week, to be honest? Let's go with Enelie Choppa. I think Enelie Choppa would be a good one. So as we're going out, I'm gonna play some music. Hold on. Wait for it. Oh, there we go. Woo! I'm doing what the Crips do. I'm a Crip too. The American rapper, songwriter, and entertainer, Enelie Choppa, or Bryson LaShawn Potts. The creator of 36 original songs with plenty of artist collabs from the likes of Blueface, Bad Baby, Birdman, Juvenile, Smoke Perp, and plenty more. With a YouTube channel that has over 439 million views, the man known as Enelie Choppa was previously known as Baby Mexico and YRN Choppa. He's a Memphis, Tennessee born and bred. Choppa went to Cordova High School in Memphis, playing basketball for his school. As many good rappers, he started with freestyles. Yeah, that's a dig at some people. Something that is behind good is great. Enelie Choppa's mother and manager, Angelia Potts, His first released song is No Love Anthem, after appearing on the Cypher Styles song No Chorus Part 3. From the buzz off that song, he then released Shy Flow, hitting hot moves in this music video. Entering the Billboard Hot 100 in May 2019, debuting on 96, then moving and peaked at 36. The Shy Flow remix featuring Blueface, the creator of Stay Crippin', then the director of Shy Flow remix, Cole Bennett, the creator of Lyrical Lemonade. Around that time of Shy Flow 2, Chopper sparked a bidding between a couple of the top record labels, with the bids passing over $2 million. In March of 2019, he released Capo. In April 2019, he released Bird Boy. In May of 2019, he released Black Is Hot, a tribute to Lil Wayne's original song, Black Is Hot. In June 2019, he released Free Young Boy. Free Young Boy was released from his own record label, No Love Entertainment, in partnership with Warner Records. In Lee Chopper served time at a juvenile detention center, Chopper said staying in there motivated him to turn his life around. Alright guys, so I hope y'all liked that Emily Chopper life history of. One thing I gotta say about those is, dude, I put so much fucking work into those. It takes a day to get as much information as possible, then write them down on note cards so I have them as like cue cards, so I can speak off like a script, so I can say it to the mic. When I say it to the mic, for some reason, I say it so fucking fast. I don't fucking know why. I'm trying to get better at that. Next one will be Lil Wayne on next Tuesday. If you want to go check that out, go to the short form podcast, because I don't think we'll put it on the long form. Just because there's going to be a lot to speak of with him. I'm guesstimating it'll be 10 minutes long. That's how I'm guesstimating that. The next, today I posted, what time is it actually? 11:12? Okay, so I haven't posted it yet. I'm posting, like, I call this segment Real Talk on the short form podcast. This won't be on here on the long form, just because I want some uniqueness in both sides of the podcast. You know what I mean? Because right now, this part where I'm speaking right exactly now, you won't hear this on the other form of the podcast. Now, let me see. Man, smoking weed is not good for you. quick thing about smoking weed, man. Like, ever since I started smoking weed, my lung capacity has been going down. And I don't like that. I'm an athletic guy. Like, I box. Like, I have to be as best tech top shape as possible. And, yeah, that's all I gotta say. But back to the thing, man. Like, people are liking it. Like, the life and history of the mythical. What the fuck question is that? What was the other one? I think it was my Real Talk, the one that's coming out today. Today's Wednesday. Yeah, coming out today. Like, when I did the Real Talk, I made sure I sent it to one of my friends who can do, like, reviews and just check it out. Just see how good it is. See if he actually listens to it. He said, I've never heard you that emotional before. Because when I first did this, I did this the end of December. And when I put the name of the thing, of the clip, before I named it The Real Talk, my Real Talk, I put it as emotional because that's what happened. I broke down. Like, no freaking lie, I broke down. And I broke down 3 times in the same exact day. And I recorded it because I'm a smart guy. I really am. I'm a smart, intelligent guy. But sometimes the overthinking really takes a hold of you. And to everybody who's listening, don't overthink shit, you know what I mean? Don't overthink shit. That's something that's going to possibly tear me down to the point where I don't think it's going to be the best. So let's switch up the topic real quick. Because if you want to listen to my Real Talk, it's coming out Wednesday. So it's coming out Wednesday, so this is coming out Saturday. So this came like 4 days ago, 3 days ago. If you want to go listen to that, please go hit it up. It's pretty, if you want to hear me get deep with the shit, just go there. Go fucking there. Now, I'm on this website, Social Blade. If you know YouTube, if you really know Instagram, you know what Social Blade is, because you can see your account and the growth and the views, the subs and stuff like that, the followers. You can see just how good your shit's doing. And right now, I put the name of the podcast in because I just want to see how good it's doing right now. It's loading. Where did my mom send me? My mom, she Me and my mom have this tradition, right? Because you have to keep in touch with your mama. You have to know shit. So we saying what they call gifts to each other. And I was like, it's dope. It's like little. It's like, if you remember what Vine was, it's pretty much like that, but shorter. So back to looking for the podcast. Right now I have 37 subscribers. I just got a new subscriber today. And when I get new subscribers, that shit, it's awesome. Because I'm making good content. People are actually liking my shit and want to come back and listen to it. So let's go to the segment side of the podcast. Right now, I'm just going to tell you what I see. On the Social Blade grading scale, I'm a C. Out of, I'm guessing, what does it say? Yeah, A out of, like, D or D or some shit like that. I don't know if it goes down to F because I've never been down there. But that's a good thing, I guess. The estimating monthly earnings. This is if I was making money on YouTube and had the subscribers, had the monetization. I'd be making monthly 17 cents to $3, okay? Estimated yearly earnings would be $2 to $32. My goal is to eventually make money off this podcast, but still enjoy it. Because people, when they make money off something, they just try and make as much money out of it as possible. Like, that's not me. I really want to have a small community behind me. Like, buying, like, if I do a clothing line, I want people behind me looking at my stuff, buying my stuff, enjoying my stuff. Same with the podcast, same with the gaming channel, same as the soon-to-be KJBS channel. A new channel. I haven't even drafted a gaming channel yet because I'm still trying to add more content to that. Just make it better. The views for the last 30 days. So it's gone down 23%. That's a lot. That's 23.2%. That's a good amount. I'm at 667 views. Okay, that's not bad. Total views I got on my channel is 1,550. That's crazy. I'm not gonna lie, that's crazy. It shows like your recent video, and the recent video I have is one I did with the life and history of Emily Chop. It's the recent one. The recent one. You can tell when I'm recording this because you can tell what I just said. You can connect the clues and stuff like that. And let me go to future projections. So in 5 years, they're expecting me, sub prediction, to have 25,585 subs. To me, I don't want that. I want it to be at least 50. No, fuck that. I want it to at least be 100,000 in 5 years. Because I want to slowly grow this. I don't want to become trending. I want to become trending, but I don't want to become overnight famous. You know what I mean? I want to have a good couple years into the game. What most people don't want. Now, with the views prediction, 2 months, it'll be 3,298. That's views in 2 months. That depends on how much content I put out in 2 months. In 5 years, it'll be 53,735. Those are my views for the next 5 years. That's their prediction. And it's a slowly but steady climb up. To me, I don't want that slowly of a climb up. I would like it to go a little bit faster than that. No lie. Let me go back to the long form side of the podcast. KJ. That's the Instagram. KJ Podcast. Come on. There we go. All right, let me go to the Bama Podcast, to the long version of the podcast, like the version I post on like CastBox and SoundCloud. Yeah, that version only has one upload because I'm doing weekly shit, and 12 subscribers and 18 video views. That's not fucking bad. That's really not bad, because yesterday I had more, like fucking 5, so it's slowly growing. I like this shit because it's slowly actually growing. Let me go to the video. I want to see how many likes I got in the video. That's what I want to see. User videos. Okay, let's go there. I have only one video. It's not showing the the likes. I just want to see the likes because that means people are actually enjoying my content. Like, that's my main goal, is to make content that people enjoy. Like, it's the thing I preach most of the time when I'm on here, just in like and subscribe, because it tells me if you're enjoying it or not. Come on, here we go. Let me go to, what's this? Look this up on Google. Let me do that. Come on, come on. It has fucking 18 likes. So that means each person that watched this video, that means they're fucking enjoying it. So thank y'all for the love and support, man. Like, no lie, I probably would have stopped doing this the first month I did this, because it's actually hard. Because I was at school the first month, the end of school, the first month I did it, I still kept going. And I still had, like, do finals and stuff like that. Like, that shit sucked. Like, no lie, no fucking lie. But, yeah, no, I'll see y'all here in a second. I gotta take a break. So, back from the little break I took, like, you guys only heard, like, a second break, but me, it was, like, an hour break. People ask me, why do I do this? Why am I doing this, even though it doesn't show the results most people are getting? It's because eventually I want this to lead up to me helping people. Like, really. Right now I'm getting my certification in personal training, like most people know. That's me to help one problem in particular, and that's obesity. That's my main goal for the personal training aspect of my life. Now, I don't know when I'll complete it, because I'm taking this seriously and I'm putting a lot of effort into studying it. I've read so many books, man. To me, I'm not a reader. I don't like reading books that much, but so like something catches my eye or a specific topic, but that just really got me. Like, personal training has been, not personal training, but working out in general has been in my life since middle school, like the last year of middle school. The reason why is because I saw my friends, they getting bigger. They're getting fucking taller. Like, they're getting stronger. Me, I was so behind on getting that because of my parents, the genes from my parents. Like, both my parents are relatively small. Both my sides of my family, like both grandparents, both aunts and uncles, like they're both small. They're relatively small people. Like, I don't have a big gene nowhere. So me, it's just for safety reasons and stuff like that. And eventually, with like the boxing, learning how to protect myself, it's to help other people protect themselves. Like, eventually, I want to teach classes on protection, protect yourself and stuff like that. Teach people who can't protect themselves to protect themselves. Hold on, real quick. Shut the fuck up! Okay, sorry, I had to turn into a little girl right there. Damn, my voice fucking squeaked like a bitch. eventually I want to just do as much as I can. Make a legacy where my kids can be proud of. And, yeah, it's pretty... Hold the fuck up. You better shut the fuck up! You're probably wondering who I'm talking to. I'm talking to my dogs. Because they keep barking. And, like, I know it's funny to y'all to listen to me get mad. But it's annoying. It really is. If she barks one more goddamn time, I'm gonna... can't say what I'm about to do to her, because this is going on YouTube and there's fucking restrictions on that shit. oh man, I told y'all at some point that this podcast is going to get more fucking raw, man. Like, straight up, this is raw shit. Like, the gaming channel, I can't do raw shit, man. When I say raw shit, I mean like literally like cussing, talking about my life, talking about other people's lives, talking about how I don't fucking know depression. It's a lot of fucking shit, man. Like, for real. Like, for real. This is... I don't know why. Talking's just fun. It really is. Talking is just fucking fun. We went off so much off topic on this fucking podcast. Like, we went from the coronavirus, I think, at some point. We went to what my plans are in the future, to NLE Chopper, to Lil Wayne, to Bigfoot. We went everywhere in this podcast. I don't even know what I'm gonna tell this podcast. Like, I'm just gonna tell you madness or some shit. Oh man, that's probably something I'm gonna have to work on, getting the podcast in like a straight line, so it doesn't curve left to make a fucking big ass circle. No, I kind of want to make a big ass circle so it leads to the end. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Fucking going crazy. oh shit. Hold on. I'm gonna do something special for y'all. Hold the fuck on. So right before I left my mama's work, because I was helping her out with something, I screenshotted a bunch of fucking random ass questions I found. And I was like, fuck it, let me give you a unique what the fuck question in that segment, but on a long form podcast that won't show up on the short form. Like, a couple of these questions I won't put on the short form. Where is the fucking screenshot? I probably should do this, like, get this ready, but no. I don't like being prepared. Wow, that's a good ass picture. Shit. I'm going for my little screenshots, and I just see all these. Oh, wow. I'm flexing that one. I gotta look at sexy, the motherfucker. Albums, screenshots. Oh my god, oops, excuse me. Let me go with the very first one. This is mind-blowing questions. When did time begin? Who's calling me? Fuck you. Alright, no, fuck you, scam. Decline. Someone's fucking scam. When did time begin? When I was fucking born, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm playing. That's so fucking self-centered. Did we invent math or did we discover it? We invented it. That's the best way I can say it. Where does a thought go when it's forgotten? Oh shit. That's a deep ass question. Woo, man. If a person who's on drugs right now listening to this, like, wow, you must be having like an explosion in your mind. Where does a thought go when it's forgotten? I don't really. Alright, let me explain like this. I don't know if it's true, so don't fucking quote me on this. But every time a new thought is created in your mind, electricity sparks. Like, you have these little connectors in your brain that sparks, and that's pretty much a thought. I feel like the spark itself, when you have a thought and it's about to be forgotten, it disappears. That's the best way I can explain that. Why am I thinking too much into this? Do we have free will, or is it predestined? That's a good word. Predestined. Do we have free will, or is everything predestined? I'm gonna go with yeah. We do have free will. Is there life after death? Depending on what you believe, to be honest. If you are a Buddhist, you believe in reincarnation. If you are either, like, I think it's it's Catholic. Any religion, like Catholic, it's you believe in the afterlife, the heaven hell situation. Okay, next question: is it really possible to experience anything objectively? That's a deep question. So deep, I'm not gonna answer it just because I don't know the answer. What are dreams? To me, dreams are things you think about the most during the day, what affects you the most. Like, if you just watch a scary movie, you're most likely going to have scary-ass nightmares when you go to sleep. That's the best way I can explain it. What are dreams? Oh, shit. Yeah, no, that's probably the best way I can explain it. What is the goal of humanity? Not to be extinct. That's probably the best goal of humanity. Not to be extinct, because it might happen soon. Who knows? Who the fuck knows? But I'm going to live my life to the fucking fullest. That's on everything. You know what? I think that'll be it for the questions. If y'all, make sure y'all like this podcast. Make sure you drop a like or comment what I should do next. Or if you have any suggestions on a segment I could do for either both podcasts or just for this one or for the small one, just comment down below or hit me in my DM at bamo.kj. Or, no, if you're going to hit me up, make sure you hit me on the Snapchat, bamo_238. I'm going to be really mad if that's not the fucking one. I hope y'all like this. I'll talk to y'all later, and peace. Damn, man, that shit was crazy, to be honest. Where's the fucking music at? Hold on. Put the fucking... Hey, man. I just finished the podcast. Put the fucking music on. Wait, what song you want? Only Chop a Step. If I can find it, yeah, sure. Damn, Chop a... step. Come on, bro. There we go. Is it going? Oh shit, this thing's still recording. Oops.